the week of February 25th, this is the Trinitonian Podcast. I'm your host, Dominic Anthony. Later in the episode, an interview with Trinity Economics Professor Roger Spencer about the upcoming lecture by Stanford Professor and Nobel Laureate Alvin Roth. But first, Trinitonian Executive Print Editor Kathleen Creedon with an update on news.
San Antonio City Council is currently preparing to vote on the Climate Action and Adaption Plan, which is part of a larger initiative called SA Climate Ready. Led by the City of San Antonio, CPS Energy, the University of Texas at San Antonio, and the private consulting firm Navigant, SA Climate Ready has been trying to create a plan that will take the city in a sustainable direction aligned with the Paris Climate Agreement, which aims to keep the global temperature increase below 1.5 Celsius. For the first time, the Office of Student Involvement will partner with Institutional Research and Effectiveness to analyze the roster of Greek students and examine the diversity of the Greek population in relation to Trinity. The Greek life community on campus teaches and lives by the four pillars of fraternity and sorority life: scholarship, leadership, service, and camaraderie. Though each organization can choose to highlight other values as well, diversity wasn't technically defined as a value within the whole community before. Despite the prevalence of this value among Greek organizations, diversity among the Greek community remains low. Because the university has never tracked this data, exact numbers of diversity within Greek life are unknown.
Next month, Stanford economics professor and Nobel laureate Alvin Roth will present a lecture based on the theme, My Evolution as an Economist. This lecture will appear in the MIT Press series, Lives of the Laureates, edited by Trinity economics professors David MacPherson and Roger Spencer.
Okay, I'm Roger Spencer, the Vernon F. Taylor Professor of Economics at Trinity.
The laureate lecture series was started in 1984 by Trinity economics professor William Bright,
who had just arrived here from the University of Virginia. A very imaginative, creative person who had worked his way through college as a stand-up comedian and was full of ideas. And one day he just got the idea that the Trinity Economics should have a Nobel Prize program.
The first edition of The Lives of the Laureates was published by MIT Press in 1986 and edited by Bright and Spencer.
Oh, yes. That is a book which has the edited version of nearly all the presentations made at Trinity since 1984-85 by the Nobel Prize winners. And we've been through six editions so far, and right now we're doing the editing for the seventh edition, and that one will be coming out in 2020. But that's one that's published by MIT Press out of Boston, and which is a very prestigious press, and they have continued to work with us on it, and it's one that we're very happy with, and they seem to be very happy with, and it gets what these Nobel Prize winners had to say out to the world itself, to the public. And so it's not just limited to a small audience at Trinity, but is very much spread across a wide area.
This year's lecture features Alvin Roth, who shares the 2012 Nobel Prize in Economics with Lloyd Shapley.
His thing is matching, M-A-T-C-H-I-N-G. And based on some theories developed by Lloyd Shapley, who shared the 2012 Nobel Prize with Alvin, he has developed ways to match, for example, kidney donors, that is live kidney donors, with people who need kidneys. This is a very difficult thing to do.
Trinity students have a couple chances to interact with the Nobel laureate before and after the lecture.
They have two opportunities. The first one may be the best, and that is that we have lunch over in a room adjoining the Skyline Room between 11:30 and 1:30, which gives everybody a chance to get there, get something to eat. It is so-called free food, by the way, and interact with the Nobel Prize winner. And typically we'll have from 40 to 70 students during that time period who will come and go. And they'll ask him questions and all kinds of things, maybe get his autograph, have a picture taken with him. And then that evening at 7:30, we'll have the more formal lecture, this time in the Steering Theater, in which the winner will talk about his life, his contributions, what he did to win the Nobel Prize and then take questions for about 30 minutes or so after the presentation.
Spencer expects this year's lecture to be accessible to a wide audience, including some outside of economics.
As I said, his degree is in operations research, and operations research is pretty closely related to both mathematics and engineering. And he has done lots of work in the educational field in terms of matching people in school systems, but also in medicine in two different ways, the kidney transplant aspect of it, as well as the placing of doctors in hospitals around the country. And so more than, say, the typical speaker we have, I think there should be a broader interest in what Alvin has to say.
The lecture is at 7:30 p.m. on March 28th in Steering Theater. For more information, call 210-999-7373.